West Georgia's first news for your Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. The Birmingham, Alabama-based development company that intends to build a rock quarry near Whitesburg has filed a civil suit against Carroll County, suggesting the county is making it difficult to move forward with their plans, although the company believes it has followed laws in place and has qualified to do so. In the civil suit filed, Green Rock LLC versus Carroll County, the plaintiff argues primarily that under an ordinance that existed prior to August 2020, Green Rock's well-documented plans would have been allowed to continue. The property is zoned agricultural, and up until August, the removal of minerals and natural materials was permitted. The County Board of Commissioners approved removing that allowance from agricultural zoning in August. Green Rock alleges that amending the ordinance was discriminatorily enacted and therefore unconstitutional. It might be worth noting that Green Rock had not yet closed on the property when the zoning was changed in August. However, the group had begun the process of obtaining required permits. Green Rock is seeking primarily that it be allowed to operate under the ordinance that was in existence prior to August of 2020 and be awarded any other relief that the court seems justified and proper. Now former District 31 State Senator Bill Heath of Bremen, who this past December sat through hours of allegations of voter fraud and elections security concerns as a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday, suggesting that many of the concerns shared in regards to the 2020 presidential election in the state of Georgia simply have not been proven.
I can't say that I think the presidential race was stolen. I think that we, as Republicans, we perhaps got outworked, outmaneuvered. We knew the Democrats were working very hard. They had gotten this hint that, you know, Georgia's turning colors a bit. Look, there were some big money folks that invested huge dollars in Georgia. And we got snookered.
Heath, on his final day as District 31 State Senator, was the guest on Monday's WLBB Community Voice.
Whoever's in power gets a little bit lazy. They take it for granted. I think we got outworked and outmaneuvered, and I think that's what happened. I'm not saying mark it off as a loss and move on. I think we need to investigate as best as possible, and if there was fraud, I think we ought to go after anybody that acted fraudulently in the election.
And you can hear that entire interview with Heath. It is now posted online at newstalk1330.com. And Carroll County fire officials say no injuries to man or animal were reported following a house fire Monday morning on Old Airport Road. The home did suffer damage, however. Carroll County Public Information Officer Ashley Halsey says the fire was deemed to be accidental and as a result of a heat lamp placed on a back porch area to keep some puppies warm. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.